Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
How long have you been waiting to get a dental appointment for your child? Because last year, according to the Dental Association, only half of eligible second, fourth and sixth class students received dental screenings. This figure dropped to about one third in some parts of the country as well. And now today, dental surgeons are meeting in Kilkenny to raise concerns about government proposals to change or to divert children's dental care to private clinics. Caroline Robbins is a dentist at Kiwi Dental in Carlow. She's also on the GP committee of the Irish Dental Association, where she's the chairperson there. Caroline, why are some children getting those dental appointments and some not?
Well, it's just to do with capacity. There simply isn't a sufficient number of dentists in the public dental service to see them. I mean, you've probably seen the literature and you've seen the what's out in the newspaper and the media that last year, over 100,000 children missed their dental screenings, which are, they're placed at really vitally important times in children's development of their teeth. And, loss or failure to see and see them early means, things that could be looked at and treated relatively easily has simply not been done.
We played a short little clip of an advertisement earlier today in the programme highlighting that really children should have their very first dental appointment or screening at 6 months, at just 6 months old.
Yeah, I come from, you can probably hear my voice, I'm from New Zealand. So, we have certainly out there, we advocate sort of seeing children at an early age, and we would recommend that from around 1 year of age. And, we have children coming in because prevention is certainly much easier. The problem is, and that's what you're hearing from coming out from the conference there in Kilkenny, is the concern that the government and the HSE are talking about sort of landing another group of children into the private sector, which is already overflowing. I mean, it's at capacity. Anyone listening there who is maybe a medical card holder will know too well how hard it is to get an appointment, even a private patient. So if they're at capacity, we're already overflowing, and they just simply want to come and add another cohort. Now, no one's disagreeing with the fact that looking after children is incredibly important. They deserve to be looked after. But it is capacity and being able to look after them. And anyone who's looked after kids, anyone who treats kids, and I love treating children, they take time. They're not little adults. They take time and they deserve time.
So at the moment, how does the current system work for young children who are trying to access dental appointment while they're, while they're in school or at school age?
The system as it was set up and when it was and ran well is ideally sees them in second, fourth and sixth class. So second class especially would coincide with the time when your first adult molars come through. And, that's a really important milestone, and frequently, to remove fissure seals and treatment can be done on them, then fourth class and sixth class. But across the country now, it is at capacity. It's really emergency services. They're having to prioritise sixth class. I've got kids coming in and you have parents telling them they got their child got their appointment and they're in TY or third year.
So now really most parents are obviously, I'd say, just bringing their children to the likes of you, Caroline, at Kiwi Dental, or they're bringing their children to private dental consultations.
Yes, they are. But the shame is that the public dental health service is, if run well and if it had the funds and it had the adequate number of dentists working it, that would make it, it's an excellent scheme because what it does is it targets children. Every single child in Ireland will get an appointment set to them. It's offered to everybody, whereas when you put it into private practice, you're at the mercy and the reliance of where the parents will bring them. So children are going to fall through the cracks, and then the problem is just going to get worse, and the forest fire is just going to get bigger.
Yeah, well, as you say, by the time you're hitting sixth class, by the time you're finished in primary school, you should at least
have had three different
appointments. Stay with me, Caroline, for a moment, because listeners, sure, parents getting in touch about this. I think Sandra's with us on the line today. Sandra, what's your experience?
Well, I would echo pretty much everything that Caroline has said there. I've two children, one in secondary and one still in primary. The one in secondary, I think, got one public consultation and had significant overcrowding of teeth and was told it wasn't bad enough for orthodontics. And so we've had to go private with that in the last month, and that's €3,500 for the next 18 months. And then when he was very small, he had to have teeth removed. He went to a wonderful private child dentist, an expert in treating children, and he had to have teeth removed under a general. And that was €1,500 with private healthcare, taking some of the excess. So, you know, his sister has grown up in the same house with the same supervision, and she's no problem with her teeth. So it's just the luck of the draw. Yeah. But it's, you know, going to the hygienist is really important. And I took myself and the two of them off there in the last month, and that was €270. We hadn't been in a couple of years, and she had a bit of work to do, but that was, you know, £270 to have the hygienist look at your teeth is a lot of money, and it is essential. So the what surprises me is that there's so little kind of joined up thinking around dental care, because there was a debate on the dental treatment service in July, and Ken O'Flynn, the Central Cork TD, pointed out that, you know, he had constituents coming to him who were taking out credit union loans to get emergency dental care at the weekend. And he said there wasn't a single member of Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael in the chamber to hear that debate. They actually sent the Minister for Housing to answer the questions instead of the Minister for Health. Now, the Minister for Housing is also the Minister for Older People. And it might actually have been a good thing to ask the Minister for Older People what they're doing to make sure that older people don't have ongoing issues with their teeth, like gum disease, yeah, because okay, inflammation is linked to dementia. So it's like, you know, want to save money in the future, look after right, people's teeth.
And when you talked about your son and him being told at the public level that his teeth weren't, they weren't bad enough, really, Sandra, to require the referral to orthodontics. Mm. And how bad were they when they're saying they weren't bad enough?
The dentist that we're seeing has said that they are considered moderate, so not mild, and it's not cosmetic. He has significant overcrowding, and it interferes with speech. So he did need the referral.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah,
really,
it's not for cosmetic reasons. It's more important than that.
Keigo is with us on the line today. What's your experience, Keigo, with your children?
How are we? Happy Thursday. The experience I'm having is driving me to the edge. We've got one who, the poor little monkey, needs braces. This is year number two that she's had them in. And obviously that's having a knock-on effect financially on everybody. But like, we don't take care of young people or old people. Similar to what your other guest was just saying there. We teeth are used all the time. We eat, we move around. Mm. Everyone in my school in the 80s, we all had train tracks. We all had our second class appointment. We got them put in, and by the time we finished school, we had relatively functioning teeth. You know, right now, I could still use them. My teeth are like a bag of Skittles. There's no white ones in there. But it's like we need to take care of the kids and their teeth, because they're going to be using forever.
Yeah, and did your children get the appointment? Did they get their second and fourth and sixth class appointments at primary school level?
No, so we got the second class one, and then immediately we brought them into our family dentist down the road, who was great. But once it goes from there, it goes over to the orthodontist up the road, and then they're there forever. You know, like, this is year number two, the poor little monkey. So we're you know, it would have had to have been done anyway, and maybe the other twin might need some work done as well. But it's just they haven't seen a dentist regularly outside of us bringing them. They haven't seen it through the school, the second, fourth and the sixth, which is, that's not even enough, but it's at least it's better than nothing. You know, there's dentists popping up everywhere here in Bray. I don't know where these dentists who are over capacity, they're everywhere. We just need to get the kids in there.
Well, there seems to be, there's parts of the country that seem to be seriously affected by this. Like, according to the Dental Association, it's about 36% in some parts of the country. Over 100,000 children denied appointments last year due to cutbacks within the HSE. 36% in some parts of Clare, Limerick and North Tipperary. So really that means in these areas only one in three children are receiving the vital screening at primary school level. Lister here has got in touch to tell me, I literally just booked my 9-year-old's dentist appointment as it was last year when she actually had one. The next available appointment was the 27th of November. Thankfully, it's a checkup to see if all is going well rather than an actual issue. Is there anything, Caroline, parents can do if they're not getting these public appointments?
Well, they need to, you know, going back to your first listener there, she made a very valid comment. You know, there's no joined up thinking, and I couldn't agree with her more. I mean, the people that they send to these, you know, these meetings, you know, they don't know. They've been advised by their advisors. They give a party line, but they don't really know what's, you know, they're saying something, but not understanding what they're actually saying. We have said all along, you know, if we actually work together, there's plenty that could be done there. I mean, we could get allied health professionals, like in the UK and Australia and New Zealand, we have oral health therapists. They're people who can look and screen children at younger, you know, all ages, do basic dental treatment. I've got girls here that have done oral health promotion qualification, but they can't use that. So, I mean, they could be looking at children and helping, you know, more hands, helping get through those kids so they can get seen. I mean, children as young, when they're babies, what about getting a QR code to give to parents with small children when they go for the developmental checks that they could read on their phone, give a little video on advice on what foods to avoid, how to help brush their teeth, why bottle feeding's not good for a baby at night. All this information that could be given to parents at an early age, because prevention is so much easier, because obviously, you know, treating children when they're small and they've got problems, it's fraught with problems. Yeah. And it's just stressing for parents and for the children.
Lister here says, I've three children. They've had just one appointment in total between the three of them while they're in primary school. This is a listener in Galway. I saw a text in from Shane in Cork. He says, my son saw the school dentist for the first time in May 2023. It was just before the end of sixth class. He was referred for an orthodontic consultant appointment in a dental hospital, is on the waiting list, expected to be at least 3 years minimum before he's going to get that visit, says Shane in Cork. Angela's in Monaghan. What's the story with dental appointments, public dental appointments for children where you are, Angela?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
So I'd have to agree with everything that the others have said. My second daughter, she's in first year now. And I think it was January when she went back to school after Christmas. We got the form home, filled it in and never heard anything. So I think it was round maybe the first week of the summer holidays, I contacted the HSE and just asked what the story was with the school scheme and that I had completed the form. Oh, they had her form and all of that. And I was told there was a shortage of dentists and it would be at least another 6 to 12 months. And I said that we're pretty sure she needs braces. And is there any way we could speed it up? And I was told, well, unless she was to have an accident and fall and break a tooth or something like that and would come in as an emergency, that's the only way we'd get her seen.
Yeah, so the tooth has to be hanging out of her head, basically.
Yeah, yeah. So then, and my eldest daughter, she'll be 16 next year. She got her fourth class appointment just before COVID. And then her sixth class appointment was the week or two after she finished first year.
Okay.
And so I'm not aware in Monaghan of a second class appointment. I only ever heard of fourth class and sixth class.
Okay. And even from what I can see, you know, just to listen to your experience compared to some of the other, you know, your daughter's even had more appointments than others. Haven't had two at primary school level.
Yeah,
or up
she
to
had
first
two.
Year.
Yeah, and when I was speaking to the person in the HSE in July, and I said, you know, but my second daughter hasn't even had the fourth class appointment yet, and she says, no, it's just going to be one appointment now. And I was also told COVID caused the backlog as well.
And that's I can understand that. Yeah, there will be a backlog.
The children weren't at school and there was a huge backlog, and that's why it got reduced down to just the sixth class, because they tried to prioritise the sixth class students. But they're way behind on those kids. I know kids that are in second year and third year and they haven't been seen yet.
Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw's with us too, Angela. You've four boys at home, Lisa. Have they had all of their primary school appointments?
Hi, Andrea. So I go one better than Monaghan. We're in Meath and they don't do second, fourth They only do sixth class. So my, out of the four boys, my eldest is the only one has, that has been seen by them, and he's in second year. I actually rang today for clarification before I came on, and they said my second boy, who is in, so my other three boys are in fourth, fifth and sixth class, and the sixth class boy will see a dentist probably when he's in first year, and that would be his first visit. Now, I've obviously taken them myself to the local dentist, but like, you know, you're going by four, the cost of that and all that. So basically, mine haven't, the three younger ones haven't seen the dentist. They won't see the dentist probably in national school. Now, the one thing I will say about the HSE dentist, twice I've had to use them on an emergency basis. We had a hurling incident, of course.
Oh, God, right.
Nearly fractured, broke straight across. And they were fantastic. And we were actually down at home in Kerry, and they treated him, even though, obviously, you know, he wasn't up in Meath where we live. But they were so good that way. So, like, the service obviously is there. It's just the manpower. You know, it's just getting it, getting more people, getting it more organised. But it's like everything else in this country. It just takes, there's no joining the dots, as everyone has said. And there's just not enough, I suppose, staff to go around to do all these kind of things. But when you do need them, I have used them on an emergency basis, and they have been brilliant. They have, you know, fix the situation.
Yeah. And when you mentioned, sorry, that you just checked this before you came on air today with the four boys, Lisa, that there's no second or fourth class appointment. Is that's a diktat, is it, in Meath? They just don't do it, do they not?
No, she just said to me, I just rang there at the county clinic, and I said, what is the story? I didn't mention anything about second or fourth. She just said, I said, my other three haven't been seen as I gave her the date of birth. She checked it and she said, no, your oldest boy there of the three will be seen. He'll be getting a form very shortly, she said, but he probably won't be seen before he finishes sixth class. And the same, I said, and the same with the other two. They won't get any appointment. She said, the same with the other two. They won't get any appointment until, they won't get some forms until sixth class. And then they'll go from there. So they'll be in secondary school before they see.
They'd get that public appointment. Funny you say that. Another listener listening to you today, Lisa, in Ashburn and Meath, says that children aren't being called at all for the dentist. My daughter's in second year. I had to go myself privately. My middle child is now in fourth class. They still haven't been called either for an appointment. Ashburn's years behind. HSE said they'll only see a child who's in pain.
Yes, that's what they do. They do tell me. You know, I rang up, as I said, twice. One was a hurling incident. The other, I didn't know what was going on. It was his first real, really bad toothache, and he needed an extraction. And they were fantastic. They did it. They had him in and out. But you know, unless you're in pain, they won't see you, unless it's an accident.
Listener makes the point too on this. I've been taking my two boys to the dentist since they were about 3 years of age. It's my own dentist that sees them. It's not that expensive. At first, she saw them once a year, but now that they're older, they go twice a year. Prevention's better than cure. I see it as an investment. My only annoyance is that you can't claim dental expenses back on the MedOne form. If the government is serious about dental health, we should be able to get a tax refund on all routine dental expenses, says this listener. Julie's with us. Julie, you're a dental nurse. You've been listening to Sandra and Keigo and Angela and Lisa here this afternoon. Why is it taking so long in certain parts of the country?
I think, personally, I work in private practice.
Okay.
And we would see about 20 patients a day, 20 to 25.
That's a lot.
And I have two friends who are dentists in the HSE, and they see between 4 and 8 patients a day, working the same hours. They would
4 and 8?
Yeah, they see very little. And if someone doesn't turn up, you know, they don't replace them with anyone else. She said, my friend who works there, I won't give you her name, but she said she spends half her day watching Netflix.
Stop.
And yeah, she said that's just the way it is. They're booked in for about 45 minutes for a checkup. In a private practice, that'd be 10 minutes. And then they're brought back for cleans to a hygienist, whereas the dentist could just do that at the time. So I think it's very, and I also know a nurse who's working in the HSE, and she's bored. They're really, really bored. I think it's just, in private practice, it's totally different.
So you're turning over about 20 odd patients or children a day, basically, you know, for dental appointments, and what your friends are telling you, and I'm sure the HSE, if they were here now, would would dispute that. But your friends are telling you, also in the same industry, Julie, that they're doing an average of about 4 to 8 appointment kids a day.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. And most of them are bored. And they spend most of their day doing paperwork. And the nurses kind of dictate if they can take another patient. You know, it seems very unionized, and it just seems like a very old fashioned system that needs to be totally updated. I have 2 kids myself, 10 and 6, and they've never been seen by the HSE. I bring them privately. And again, we live in Greystones, but again, they just say we only see emergency patients. So, yeah, no, it's an awful, awful, awful system. In private practice, you're run off your feet. But the HSE. The nurses certainly there are paid more, but do less work.
And you know, because when you listen to Lisa talk there about her 3-4 boys, and you know, there's no second and fourth class appointment. There's only the sixth class appointment. You know that you'll get. So that's got to be very infuriating, I'm sure, for people listening to this. You know that they can't get their kids in, and
it's awful. It's such an awful system. And private practice, if you said in private practice that we're not seeing someone, it's our break time, you'd be laughed at, you know. But in the HSE, it's just a very, very outdated system, in my opinion.
Caroline, you're still with us. Thank you. Thanks a million, Julie, for ringing in, for getting in touch. Caroline's still with us. Caroline, as I said, a dentist in Carlow. So dental surgeons meeting in Kilkenny to address and talk about all of this today. What's likely to change?
Probably very little. You know,
getting in touch, you know, Caroline, about this today. A lot of people annoyed.
Oh, I know. I completely understand it. Just to back to what one of your listeners was saying, was talking about, the priority with the children is now sixth class, second class, and fourth class, because the priority is to get the children finished and signed off. And then they will go to second and fourth. So that sort of, the ones in the fourth class area are really losing out, because they're definitely not going to get seen. No, look, I mean, and look, the your speaker you've just had, she's not wrong. I mean, they're very constrained by policy and how things can be and how things can be run. You know, I run private practice. I'm not seeing 25 patients a day, but, you know, we're certainly seeing the vicinity of 15 plus patients a day.
I doubt you're watching Netflix
minutes.
Though, are you?
No, we're not. It's, you know, and, but, you know, we're just, it's flat out. It is flat out. But children are different. You've got to be, I will say, kids are different.
Yeah.
Kids are different to adults, and they need time. It's not the same.
I can understand that, all right, leaving it.
You do need time with children. And I don't think, you know, it's a 10-minute job. There's very few of them out there. When it goes well, it's great. And when it doesn't, the wheels really come off.
And that bad experience can live with you forever if you happen to have one. Listeners, as my daughter got her sixth class dental appointment last month. She's in sixth year in secondary school in Gorey, says this texter. So she's gone the whole way through school and never had this appointment with the public dentist. 6 years later, she got it. Another listener, I've actually brought my boys privately. One had an injury through Gaelic football and was seen immediately. My boys have never been seen by the HSE dentist in school. I too had to pay privately. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. We leave it there for the moment. Caroline, Julie, Lisa, also as well to Sandra and Keigo, Angela and Monaghan. Thanks a million for getting in touch with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.